Believe in yourself, believe in your body. Rock, 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 it's the self-esteem party. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Self-Esteem Party Podcast. I'm your host, Alana Johnston, and with me, as always, is producer slash husband slash roommate, Norm Sousa. Norm, how are you doing, Mr. Love of my life? Can you imagine?
I haven't looked at me once during the intro. You're just looking out the window. Not
even. My eyes have been closed for some of it.
Yeah. You're not looking at anything.
And I was kind of like nodding my head back and forth.
No,
like
you were
it was very
swaying.
Rhythmic.
Like you're on a boat.
I don't know what to tell you, Norm. I'm in love.
Wow. You've had shits and giggles for a couple days now.
I've been really shitty and giggly for a couple of days.
Shitty and giggly. Unbelievable.
Norm, how you
doing? I've had the shits.
How you doing, Norm?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's all for that. So, yeah. Things are okay.
Yeah, you're busy.
Things are very busy.
Yeah. Very busy. Your phone's popping off as we speak.
No, it's overwhelming, actually, amount of busyness. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'd like to chill out.
You know what? It's hard, though, because when you're chilling out, you're in a panic being like, will I ever be busy again?
Right. It's terrible.
And desperate. And then you're busy and you're like,
what the fuck's
was I
going
thinking?
On here? I hate this. This sucks. Yeah.
I agree with you.
You know, and I'm not a morning person, which you know.
This we promise you.
But I've been forced to basically wake up at like 6 a.m. every day for the longest time, and I'm tired of it.
I've been waking up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
To bench press the dog out of the house because she has a leg infection. Yeah, and every time I do, I poo a little.
Yeah, and giggle.
Yeah.
Ooh, a little poo. Hee hee. That's you picking up the dog.
The dog has a leg infection. We had to go to the hospital. We were in an animal hospital. We were there for 6 hours.
A leg infection.
Yeah. So
from
I'm back.
Surgery 1 year ago.
I'm back to sleeping out in the main room.
I don't know what this time release infection is.
I honestly have no idea. I can't believe we're back to this. We are exactly where we were last fall. Exactly where we were.
I think also we need to, not that any of the listeners give a shit about this, but we do need to change vets. But we've also been at this vet for so long that it's hard to do that because they know the dog and everything.
Actually, the audience can relate to this because everybody's been through a breakup and it's not easy.
Right. And you're talking about breaking
up with
the
vet. And I'm talking about breaking up with the vet.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to handle it. I don't know what to say other than it's you, not me.
Right. Right. And the
I've
dog.
Done nothing wrong.
It's you, me, and Dupree.
Hey, I never saw it, never will.
No, neither will I.
Yeah, it's tough. It's putting me in...
We should watch the movie You, Me, and Dupree.
And then figure it, and then see how they handle
it. A review. Well, yeah, see how they have their vet.
I'm assuming that's what the movie's about.
Yeah, just assume that Dupree has a leg infection.
And needs to be sorted.
I'm also assuming Dupree is the dog. I have no idea. Could be Owen Wilson, who I think is in that movie.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say I'm feeling a little down because of this dog situation.
Yeah, of course.
It's really bumming me out, and I've said it before, but it makes me feel like I failed her as a parent, and it makes me feel really bad.
Just laughing through that thought?
Because it's a stupid thought to have, but it does make me feel a little bad. It does.
Yeah, well, maybe your giggles are coming from sheer insanity.
And shame.
And shame.
There we go.
Wow. Okay.
We've really learned a lot today.
The Patreon has been popping off. We finally recorded a check-in that's in there. It's
our
about a half an
check-in.
Hour of us doing a gag.
Yeah, our monthly check-in
it's
to
really
check
fun.
In how September went. And then, of course, next month we will release how this October went for you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's how we're going to do. So every month you review the
every
check-in
day
of
what the previous
happened.
Month.
Yeah, of the previous month.
Well,
I hope you're keeping track.
No, I'm not
we have
at
to
all.
Read through each day.
Oh, shit. Okay.
No, the Patreon's a blast. The phone calls have been hilarious.
Oh, yeah, you're calling. So
I'm doing the calls.
If you do, what is it, $8 or something a month? That you, the first one, you like get on a Zoom and do a full chat for like a half an hour.
Yes, and then the rest are check-ins about the topics you wanted to discuss that we had originally discussed.
Right, and you can't really stray from those.
And you're not allowed. Oh, okay. It's not a casual conversation. I see. Get in, get your business, get out.
Okay, cool.
That's how any phone call should work, guys.
Right. And then, but no one has done the $1,000. You fly them one way to LA and then don't hang out with them
at all. Here's the thing, guys. I have the time. It's as simple as that. I'd love to get you in here for the hang. You can come see the dog and not in the apartment. I don't want you anywhere near my house. You're not getting that address unless you do a 2000 tier we're going to be putting on.
Oh, is that right? One where you get the address?
Yeah, you're not allowed to come. It's not the flight. Okay. It's just the address.
Another $1,000 just to get an address to mail something.
You're telling me I'm not worth it.
It's Canadian Thanksgiving and we had fun yesterday. We had a couple friends over.
Well, we had turkey meatballs.
We had turkey meatballs. We kind of did it our own way. We did an Italian
Thanksgiving. I put some little pumpkins out.
Yeah,
we're looking at them now.
They're here right now. Yeah.
They're cute. Yeah, so we got a couple pumpkins out. We celebrated. It was great. I mean, listen, life's been a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
But
little pumpkins is the cure.
Yeah, the pumpkins is the cure sometimes. And I'm having a real laugh. I'm trying to laugh things out.
Yes, you are. You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you. I've been working really hard. And I had, for this week's guest, we genuinely had a really good time, even though some things have been down. Mm-hmm. It was like we had a great time. Recording, and I just feel like it's helping. The push through, a bit of a fake it till you make it, as of now, is helping, because otherwise I'm feeling like comatose. Like I'm feeling so distracted and out of it, and really hard to complete a task and stuff like that.
So having the shits and giggles is better than being a zombie.
Being shitty and giggly is better than being a zombie.
Right.
That's the end of that.
Okay.
Shall we get to it?
Well, we might as well.
We might as well. I think we really summed this up.
Yeah, I feel like we started on a real high and we've been slowly sliding down, and now we can just do the podcast.
I started at a 10 and I'm a 2.
Yeah.
Well, happy to say.
We do the scores on the Patreon now, so.
Oh yeah, that's right. Let's get to
it. And I do mine every day of the previous month. What the fuck?
You guys got to get on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Please welcome my guest, Allison Agosti, right after this break.
It's a self-esteem party. It's a self-esteem party.
Oh, no. And you're Allison, a little...
welcome.
Thank you.
What happened?
I'm closing all of my shopping tabs because I feel like it's slowing down my internet. I'm so sorry.
I mean... have we started recording? Absolutely. Did I make it more than clear? Launching into the recording? Yes, I did.
I have had plenty of time to do this, but you know what? I just needed to open every single tab.
You thought, you know what I need to do to be present at this podcast? Shop till
just
I shop. Drop.
Yeah. And just fill my car with things and then close it, which is my favorite activity.
Well, here's the thing. I want to know, first I want to do the self-esteem party check-in, and then I want to know what you've been shopping for, because you owe us an explanation.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so first of all, scale of 1 to 10 in terms of self-esteem, how are you feeling today, recently, the last little while?
I would say, just to give a general range, I'd say between a 6.5 and an 8. And a little bit frozen in ember, because I only exist within my apartment and nothing good or bad has happened to me in 2 years. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
So it's just in like a void almost or something like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Like limbo.
And I feel like I was always pretty sure that I was an introvert, but now I have had it 100% confirmed, because you know it really hasn't been that hard for me. It just hasn't.
Honestly though, I'm relieved to hear it. Finally, one pal I don't have to worry about.
No, I'm fine. If this keeps going, I've created a little ecosystem here where Amazon packages come in and garbage goes out, and you know I've got a whole system over here. We're fine.
A whole system that some of us call a regular household system.
Yes. That I've
things
just
coming
figured
in,
out.
Things going out. Yes.
But then, and
you're like, I invented.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but you can take the garbage out. It's a new thing that I've learned.
It doesn't have to stay in the house. No. Don't be fooled.
Don't be a fool.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't.
So 6.5 to an 8. That's a good range.
Yeah.
Because if it had been the same number for 2 years, I might be a bit concerned.
Right.
Because even if nothing personal had happened to you, there are things around that I feel like environmental circumstances.
Absolutely.
And stuff that I feel like have been, you know what I mean? Like taking us down a couple notches.
Definitely.
Even if it has nothing to do with us. I sometimes, you know what I mean? The weight of the world, you're just like, today is not the day I can absorb this.
Yes. And yes, early yeah. COVID and right around the election, I needed to leave Los Angeles. Like I could not be here because I was so worried about yeah. what was going to happen. So maybe that would be lower than a 6.5, but at least in the last few months, I feel like that's sort of where I oscillate, is in that range.
Yeah.
Definitely lows of what is this country. And which you just joined for some reason, which you just fully on board with.
Just so that we could be equals in this conversation.
Yes.
For once. I'm so sick of you and your high and mighty above me.
Yes.
Not anymore, Allison.
Just shaking my little I voted sticker in your face constantly.
Yeah, you've been shoving your votes in my face since we met, like
always.
At least 10 years ago.
Yes. It's important that you know.
It's important that I know that you've been voting this whole time.
Constantly.
Wait, so you left.
I did.
You bounced. Yeah.
I was just gone. I mean, I just like needed to not be in the city. I had no idea what was gonna, I mean, none of us did, obviously. But I just very much was like, I need to be around trees and the forest. So I like rented a cabin in Northern California and hid there, mm-hmm. which was not better because at the end of the day, I was still alone and didn't know like what was going to happen, but it felt safer. But I think that's maybe been yeah. my biggest like COVID freak out, was just running away from my home, not knowing what was going to happen.
I mean, I had some pals that went home to Canada, which we had also considered doing, but
yeah.
I was working at the time and the dog had surgery, but I was worried like rioting, like
absolutely
violence, like who even, I mean, I was pretty confident Biden was going to win. I was like, anything could happen.
Yeah.
I was very realistic about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was what Trump was going to say after that I was worried about, regardless of the win or the loss.
Yeah.
I was like, he's going to make a speech. And we were right.
We were right. He definitely did.
We were right. That's exactly.
Yeah.
He made a speech a little later. He made a speech.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
And it really took a toll on the podcast, and I'm waiting for an apology.
I know. Yeah. It bummed everybody out. Where is our apology?
It bummed everyone out.
Yes.
Yeah. It bummed everybody out. And I was like, now I have to pick up the pieces as always.
Yes.
What else is new?
And I will say, okay. Oh no, go ahead.
No, please. You go ahead.
But it has been at times a struggle, I think, especially around then when it was like, what is going to happen? I'm sure you've felt this too. Like working in comedy was just like, one, this is trivial. And two, how are we supposed
Dude,
to go on?
Why? Who cares?
Yes. I have to go to law school.
There's so
or something.
Many. Yeah, what? The amount of times I've considered going back to school, and I honestly, guys, just so everybody knows, I could use your help with this, actually, because I just couldn't come up with a subject that I thought I could realistically pass. So if you guys, based on the podcast and what you've heard about me, if you guys know what I should study in school, please tweet at @selfesteemparty, # and then put the subject of what you think I should study in school.
For me, it's absolutely nothing. I can't do it. I cannot imagine sitting through one 2-hour class again.
What are you talking about? You're going on about law school over here.
No, I know.
You seem to have a plan.
How I'm going to help the world. It's not going to happen. It is not possible. I can only do this or maybe drive Uber. Maybe. And that's it. There's no
dude. Maybe my car's too old. Ugh. I'm not even qualified to drive. Car's too old.
Yeah, we really dug ourselves into a hole. There's not a ton we can do.
I mean, if I started off at a 6.5 to an 8, I'm easily a 5 right now based on how old my car is. Okay, wait. Now this is what I was going to say. Okay. Now, what were you shopping for?
What was I shopping
for? I want
for?
Just even the subject line of each tab. What was it?
Okay. Well, it is constantly buying clothes on sale for an event I have not been invited to. 100%
of the
time.
And then having to return them.
Yes. And then trying them on and then and just it being a completely impractical outfit. Peak COVID, when my confidence was very high as far as what I could wear, I bought two sequined gowns. Deeply discounted.
Two.
One is one's like a mini skirt, which is super inappropriate, and then the other one's like knee length. I have two.
Okay, so depending on if it's a racier, riskier event versus a bit more of a formal, classier
that demands full sequins.
Full. Hey guys, none of these partial cuffs on the shirt here. That's not sequins, please. Yeah. None of this silk. Thank you.
This weighs 30 pounds. I am here to party.
Okay. So what were you buying it for? What happened?
It was deeply discounted. That's more the thing.
I'm sorry.
The thing.
You're walking around here like people are saying deeply about discounts. You're acting like this is totally normal when I can reassure you it is not.
I would be losing money not to buy it. It was so cheap. That's what I
wait, understand. From where?
From we from gotta know Alice where are the Olivia sales. And it's just an extreme discount, 70% probably. And I was like, how can I know that this won't be important for me? And I should probably get it in two different cuts.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm not here to defend this behavior.
But you're defending the deep discount, and that's fine.
I love it.
Because your 70% is a great discount. Deal. Like for me, anything over 50 that I can do the math in my head of being like, it's half.
Yes.
Like anything over that is like, that to me, you're getting my money here.
It's really, it's tough for me. And I definitely, I love a sale and I love buying event clothing for an event I'm not going to, but I'll have it this way. I'll have it.
Yeah. I have a dress I bought to go to a wedding that didn't exist.
Yes.
It wasn't even like I wasn't invited. It was just, there was no wedding.
Yes. A constant
and thing. I was like, yes, the next time there's a wedding, looky, looky, who's going to be ready over here. Yes. But the problem is that dress, like I was going to do this fun photo shoot in the house with my ring light because I love it so much. And my friend was like, oh, you got to do a photo shoot of your long hair. And I was like, yes, I do.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. So I went to put on that dress, doesn't fit. Never wore it once, does not fit anymore. And now I have an actual wedding to go to in November. Yep. I do have a wedding now.
Yeah, and it's does not going to be fit. That
dress. The dress I bought 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I've not worn this dress.
Yeah. That's that is my entire closet. Yes, you are just stating my story. Oh, so right now I am buying things for summer that are on sale. That's what I'm doing.
Well, sickness. Now's the sale.
Yes.
Now's the sale.
Now's the sale.
Shorts.
Yes. Just going to really load up on shorts that will not fit me next summer and crop tops that I'm not going to want.
Crop out.
Yeah.
Well, dude, it's like in Canada, you wait for the end of winter sale to get the good jackets.
Yeah.
That you'll have to have for next year.
Yes.
But that only works because the jackets are so big and oversized naturally. If you gain a couple, whatever, it'll still fit you.
Totally.
But crop top. Is an exact measurement.
It's a risk. It's definitely.
You can't gain a pound in a crop top.
It's a. I'm telling you, it's a mistake. And I know that.
You're going to be cropping out. You're full crop now.
Did you ever watch Big Love?
Yes,
there's,
I did. First season.
Because Chloe Sevigny, those early seasons, has like a spending problem. And there's a thing where she calls and orders $30,000 curtains or something. And as she hangs up the phone after placing this huge order, just starts sobbing. And I have never related to anything more in my entire life. That is definitely me, but it's for like $45 and shorts, you know, where it's just like, I'm just going to return these. So I think that's my psychosis.
It's an addiction.
It's an addiction.
It is an addiction. Yeah. And it's something like, I know I've been doing it as a distraction of not being able to be in the real world doing shopping. Yes. I mean, we can now, but it's still not as like comfortable as it once was, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think I was doing it for a sense of normalcy and buying clothes that I would wear out, but I had nowhere to go. And I don't mean sequin dress, but I mean like nice blouses and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And summer dress. Yeah. That I don't have anywhere to go to because I know in this, like I kind of had to stop and put myself on a spending freeze. And I'm like buying a jean jacket to wear. And I'm like, well, this will be for when I go to shows. What shows? What shows? Show me. Where? I've done two shows and I wore outfits I'd had for years. Show me the shows.
Yes. I mean, I've been in bike shorts for 2 years. And so I just don't know what I am buying. I just don't know what it is. But I do think it's that of hoping for like there's something hopeful about it, but it also absolutely needs to stop.
I feel like as you said this, I am thinking back to Instagram photos of you actually in bike shorts. Now that I think about it, it's an outdoor look you're wearing, a bit of a workout outdoor look. These are the photos that you post. Yes, this is true.
Athleisure across the board.
Athleisure.
But I still just need sequin dresses.
Well, I was just about to say, I was surprised when you said sequin dress.
Yes, that's not my vibe.
Because that's not the vibe that you put out of like, and first of all, a formal dress is a big, bold move, but a sequence formal dress, like you said, it's heavy, it's uncomfortable. It's a showstopper. It's like, if you wore that to a wedding, you'd be in big trouble because you're going to really pull focus. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's like, I mean, I should know this. My grandmother, my mom, at my sister's wedding, picked out an outfit for my Tay-Tay to wear, my grandmother. And she had this nice navy dress for her, very age appropriate. Okay. So cut to on the wedding day. First of all, my Tay-Tay walks in behind the bride and groom. Yep. Like the bride's going down the aisle and she's right behind her.
No.
Not holding the dress, just right behind her, waving at people like the queen, like waving, hi, nice to see you. Because she came late, even though she's staying at the house. It was in a backyard. She's staying there. She comes late. Shows up in a sequins, silver and black diamonds, all little diamonds all over this like blouse and then these like sparkle pants, and then has one of those, you know, those slim cameras that were like disposable but like really slim from like, you know, truly the 90s. Has one of those cameras and keeps going right up to the front to take pictures. It was the most distracting, glorious thing I had ever seen in my life, but you cannot pull off a massive sequins look at a wedding. You just can't.
No, I think I was thinking more, this will be a New Year's look, but even then, that's not my vibe. Mm.
But I applaud you, because why not be a showstopper at a New Year's where it's appropriate? It's appropriate.
I mean, when will that ever be? And also, I'm the person who
you're welcome to come over. But I don't want your sequins on my couch. You have to stay on the whole time.
Because even trying it on, 1,000.
Dude, I knew it. I knew you were going to say that it fell, because sequins always falls.
Yeah, it's just.
You can't trust it.
Which will take, you know, slowly will take pounds off of it. It's so heavy. Alana, it's so heavy.
I believe it. I bought a sequins dress this is the last time I bought one, was probably about 2.5 years ago. I tried it on and I was like, who could wear this? This is madness. I've never bought sequins since because it's just too heavy. Gorgeous, but too heavy. Okay. Wait, if you had your ideal scenario where there was an event, there's like an event, what's the event? What's the event and what's your status of the invite?
Well, so I think it would have to be a New Year's party that I would not be having fun at, because I just, all I want to do is go home.
I hate New Year's.
I hate most parties. Again, I'm thriving in COVID, just alone in my house. I think either New Year's, or I was thinking once it's safe, throwing a party where it's like, wear the dumbest thing you bought in COVID.
I've been to your house for a party.
Come over. Bring.
Are you still in the same place with that beautiful deck and everything?
Yes. Which was
that place
huge
is nice.
For this, like having people sit outside and stuff and, you know, not.
Oh, dude, it was such a good, you have such a good setup.
It was really nice.
That's the thing. We don't have an outdoor space. I, for a while, opened up a front lawn cafe with two camping chairs 10 feet apart on my front lawn. But the problem is no shade. And my neighbor has a dog now and the dog's always in everybody's business.
That's tough.
So the cafe closed. Didn't make a penny. Can you believe it? After all this time, not one.
Not one single dollar.
Not even a tip. Not one. Yeah, I didn't charge, but I'm providing free drinks.
That might be the problem.
But the service, Allison, you can't Venmo me. I get you don't have cash. You can't Venmo me a dollar.
You know my Venmo account.
Everybody knows my Venmo account.
Come on. You're probably automatically friends. I was on Venmo the other day and like three ex-boyfriends ago and I are still friends on there. And I had to be like, no, I don't need this.
Three ex-boyfriends ago. Wow. I got to start counting in order like that.
Because I don't have kids. That's awesome. So that's how, what I go by.
Three ex-boyfriends ago. I go by like the phases. Like, for example, when I had my Latin lover, I met at the gym. I'm like, okay, that's when I was like really thin and really into working out. The next guy, that was like, all we did was movies. And I do a lot of, all we did was movies. Hold on a second. That actually makes complete sense. Okay, so tell me this. Other than on Venmo, which sounds like it's taking up most of your time.
It's most of my time, yeah.
Other than on Venmo, tell me what a day looks like for you. What's a typical...
Sure.
Because you said you're in your house, but I mean, what are you doing in there? What's going on in there?
Thank you again for asking.
Hey, guess what? Somebody had to have the guts to do it, and it's me.
People have been wondering, and...
People want to know.
I can see it in their face, but I want them to ask, and you're the first person to finally ask.
Yes.
So I'm working right now on a very weird show where the creators are in Australia, so our hours are based on their schedule. So the show is very fun. I'm grateful to be working all of that, but I start at 3 p.m. and go until 11 with and our lunch is at 6:30.
God, and I've been texting you so no, early
but
in the morning.
So again, another reason why I'm thriving in COVID, I've changed a lot of bad habits. I don't stay up late. I don't really drink that much anymore. But it's been a struggle on this show because I wake up at 8. Like, I cannot, I cannot change it. I'm dead our last hour because I'm used to going to bed at like 10.
That's when I go to bed between 9 and 10. I that's why you're blowing my mind saying 11. I'm like, 11? What is this, Saturday Night Live? Are you crazy?
It's been wild. So yeah, I'm just an insane person. But so work doesn't start till 3. I get up at like 8, exercise on my Peloton, which again is a part of my ecosystem in here. Ordered it, I think, the first day of lockdown and then got it 2 months later.
Wow, two months.
It was quite a wait. And then I walk my dogs and then it's like, work time. It's like such a set schedule.
I was just like, how do you, UPS, there's like your whole day. You got to make one package for your Amazon. Yep. You got to return a package. It's like, that's your day, right? I honestly, if I have one thing to do, truly, it's like, and I've been having more to do lately, but you're just like, where's the time? I used to be able to get 10 things done in a day. Now, miracle to get seriously 3 or 4. And like, I'm talking grocery store. Like, I'm talking basic. Yes.
Like, me having to drive my car somewhere is like, oh, wow. I mean, I didn't realize this was a whole event. I didn't the idea of having to like get in a car and go to a place and park it. Parking, it's part of the headache. And then I don't know how I functioned before.
I didn't realize this was a whole event. Let me just go and toss on my sequined dress right now to run my errands.
Reason why did I buy that? And clearly it is a thing I should bring up in therapy, because clearly on some level I want to be a person who wears a sequined dress, right?
Listen, it's not, I'm not going to call it FOMO because there's no, it's not a fear-based purchase, but I think you're a lot like me where I'm like, it's that I have the confidence I should be at events, introvert or extrovert. Like I get a lot of social anxiety. I can be very introverted at times, especially at big things like that. But to me, I'm like, well, I should be ready because of course I'm going to go. Why wouldn't I go? I, of course I'm somebody that goes to events. People like having me around. And then you're like, oh, I'm not at the events, or there's just no events. That's been a big thing in this last like year and a half, 2 years, is just no events. That's why it can't be a FOMO. And it's like, what? I'm going to be upset I didn't go to the Emmys? Well, maybe if I nominated myself, I'd get there.
Yeah.
Maybe if I got my act together.
Yeah. And I do think it's been very liberating to lose that element, like the FOMO element of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, there's some meat to that sequin dress for sure. Cause why other than, what a steal.
but Allison, a lot of things go on sale.
So you're right.
Like, I mean, I understand what a steal, but we could say this about boots. Absolutely. We could say this about jackets.
100%.
Like, there's so many categories.
Bike shorts. Why didn't I buy bike shorts?
We apparently need them.
I'm burning through them over here.
Yeah, you're going to be the one at the party in the sequins dress with your bike shorts underneath just in case shit goes down.
Yeah, so I feel safe. Or it's like, okay, well, at least my bike shorts.
I feel
just
safe.
Just my black bike shorts. Everything I wear and choose to wear is black or gray. I just don't know what I was. And I bought a lot of hot pink stuff, too, in COVID.
I'll take whatever want.
I'm going to bring you a big old pile of just hot pink.
A pile of hot pink stuff.
I think I'm. Wow. I do think I'm trying to reinvent myself for my dogs. Like, I don't know who it's for.
Now, okay. So you said, so reinventing yourself, right?
Yes.
You said you've realized a lot during the pandemic. Is that, because I've had this where there's certain things about me that I'm like, when I am back to socializing or when I am back out and about, which has already begun, I'm going to do things differently. So like, for example, one of the things was I'm going to start saying yes to more events, because it was always a little dicey if you were going to get Alana Johnston to come out.
Yes.
Right. And yes. And now I've been saying, I've been given the AOKs on events left, right, and center. And when I say events, I mean like, you know, someone's backyard or a coffee with one other person, but these are the events. And that's something I've actively during COVID was recognized a bad habit I had, because I'm not saying you have to say yes to everything, but I was saying no to a lot of things, really isolating. Yeah. That's a bad habit. In my introvert or extrovert, isolation is a bad, it's a habit. It's a choice, right? So that's something I set out to do that I feel like I've been doing. So what is there? More than one things, like what would be some things that you actively were like, I did this, now to do this?
Well, it's so funny that you say that, because I am the inverse, where I'm like, I'm going to start saying no to things that I don't want to go to. Because I used to just be I'm grateful for any friendship. I'm grateful for any invite. And I have cut like people out during this time, I think because of the safety of not having to run into them. But I think I have always been somebody who in romantic and friend relationships, like put up with, or not put up with, that's not correct, but like am grateful for anybody that wants to hang out with me, even if it's detrimental or not fulfilling. So, and I feel like that was a lot with, I would drink a lot so that I felt comfortable at bigger parties instead. And so now I want to be more okay with not going to stuff like that so that I don't have to like self-medicate, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It makes complete sense. Of course.
So that has been a big thing. And also just having higher standards for myself and the people I surround myself with. Cause during these 2 years lost two like very significant friends where it was just like this needed to happen. But I think it happened years before it would have because of the safety of like, I am in my house and I'm not going to run into you or have
to explain to people like why you don't want to do a show with them or stuff like that, dude.
And I do feel more, I really do feel like I've taken this time to do a ton of therapy and actually listen to what my therapist is saying instead of being like, no, but I'm going to keep doing that thing. And I just feel more grounded in who I am, even though I'm saying that as somebody who buys sequin dresses and hot pink and won't leave my apartment.
Listen, you've got a lot to you, so you're grounding yourself in all of the categories, including fashion. Yes.
Trying new things.
Which is a category.
It's also, I have to stop. It's so funny the things you end up talking about on a podcast, because on no planet did I think I was going to bring up this dress I bought 1 year ago. But like,
I love, that's why this podcast is so much fun. It's the time to promote the things you have not been giving the time of day to.
And also, before we went on, I had to call my boyfriend just because I wanted there to be a fluffer before I talked to you. Because I was like, if I just go straight onto a podcast about self-esteem, we are going to conference call my therapist. Like,
I have to listen. I wake up, Allison, at like 6:30. Yes. My dog is re-injured her leg, so I was up since like 5 with her. And it takes me like Norm doesn't wake up for a couple hours because I wake up so early. He wakes up like a regular person, and I'm up at my own time. And for your work hours, you're up at a freakishly early time because you're working so late. But I'm up, and it's like, I'm texting people, I'm calling my family on the East Coast, because I agree, I got to warm up for the day. I wake up in a panic and then have to psych myself into the work thing I have to do, or a recording, or even a social thing, like to see somebody, because this is social. It's like, I count it as work because I go, you're talking to people in comedy. This is part of it. They inspire you. But it's social because I'm like, I'm catching up with a friend here for my nice morning coffee. Yeah. But it, because it's so loose in that way, it is scary because we've had episodes where things have come up you didn't intend to talk about. Like, I had an episode and a friend just caught me at the wrong time when my Tete had just had a stroke. And it was just like, I was just caught in the moment. You know what I mean? So I understand why you called in a warm up.
Yes, where it's like, just let's just get this flowing. And also just the anxiety as we're talking, I'm like, I'm not being funny. And that's a thing that I also just need to chill out about too, you know?
First of all, chill out. Second of all, I'm only getting my material from your real life right now. Yes. So it's, you're saying you're not being funny. I'm saying, girl, this is gold.
Okay, great.
So it's all how you look at it, right? Okay, wait. Now, you said you do some exercise. Yes. Can I ask what you're doing? Because I've been, a lot of people are doing a lot of different things. And I've been very curious because I'm in a stalemate with my regimen now.
One, I am also struggling with just boredom because I have, just like, I've been doing the same thing in my house for so long. As we've said, it's been a long time. I don't need to keep saying it's been almost 2 years. I have the Peloton bike, and I've gotten really into strength training, which I like, was always afraid of because I thought it was going to make me bulky, which it, of course, mm-hmm. has not, because it's not.
It's the exact
opposite. Yeah, you don't turn into Hulk Hogan.
I wish.
At least see, I would love to just be so much.
Yeah, that's the difference between you and me. I got into strength training and did not get the results I wanted, so I stopped.
Okay. Well, my big...
I didn't get the strength.
Okay. Well, were you lifting, like, weights that were hard to lift? And then going
upwards of 15 pounds.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, that's as high as I got. This was back in the day when I used to work out at the gym years ago, when I was like super fit. I used to be able to bench like over 140. I could only do five,
but still
I was jacked. Yeah, I was jacked. And I remember, it felt great to feel that.
Yes, because you would eat these little meals before our shows.
I would eat mini meals when I would come to the show. Of like, course, I remember Tim Meenan.
Just eat out of Tupperware.
Tim Meenan called it out every time.
I remember.
Man.
With just your ripped like bicep as you forked in whatever.
I cannot believe I have friends. Honestly, thanks for sticking through. I really appreciate it. I mean, how could anybody stand it? Honest to God. Oh, I miss those guns. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
We all do.
I will never be as ripped as you were then, for sure.
Well, you have to have an eating disorder to back it up. Joke's on you. So are you committed or not?
Oh, fuck. Ask yourself. Oh, God, you're right.
Ask yourself. But wait, this is something I want to know for the Peloton, because I don't know much about it. You say strength training. Sorry. Does it come with weights? Like, how does that go?
So I had to buy weights separately. It comes with little, like, 3-pound weights on the bike. So that's...
To do while you're on the bike.
But then they have classes for everything. So you can... There's an app for your that you can put on your TV, and that's what I do. And I'll just do like a 45-minute weights strength class, or I'll do. But they also have like a great yoga program and stuff.
Is it worth it for me?
Well, one, I can just give you a free membership. So,
guys, you heard it here first. If you want one, tweet at Self-Esteem Party hashtag member me. Honestly, Allison, I have the worst hashtags, and you're allowed to put one out there anytime you like.
Okay, it's no great. Good one. I'm in hashtag sequin dress. That doesn't feel good enough, though. It feels like it needs to be more specific.
It's okay. Nobody's going to tweet at us anyways. Do not stress out.
Yeah. I think it's worth it, so, just because I needed...
Yeah.
It's just helped me have a routine. But I don't know.
Okay, here's a question, a psychological question about it, because I know they cost a pretty penny. Do you feel like that has motivated you to use it more because you're like, I paid all this money for this thing. I better fucking make it worth my time.
And also, you've been in my place. Okay. It's very small. My Peloton is right next to my bed. So...
So you just hop out?
Yeah, it's a real... It's staring me in the face when I wake up. So...
I'll say this. I've been doing yoga on Amazon Prime. And at first it started for kind of the spiritual aspect of to reduce stress back at the beginning of things, right? The shutdown and, you know, breathing and this and that and like all that's good and well. But I'm in such a struggle now, and this is really fucking pissing me off that I'm doing this. Sorry, pardon the fire.
Well, pardon my dog who is drinking all of the water. I don't know if you can hear that, but he's true.
I can hear some slurping.
Yeah, he's been drinking water for, I want to say, 45 minutes.
It's okay. I'm sending this ambulance to him. Don't worry about it.
Something is definitely
he's
wrong.
He's going to be fine. I'm going to send this ambulance to him. But anyway, so whatever, started as therapeutic, kind of this and that. But then now I'm like in this terrible position because I've definitely gained a bunch of COVID weight, which we all have. I understand this. And I want to keep this relationship with yoga, but I'm not getting the results I want. I don't know how to up my game anymore because I don't have an instructor correcting me. And that stuff usually really helps you get the most out of a program. I'm on my own here. And I'm really frustrated because this thing that started off as self-care, which I've talked about on the podcast, was a means of self-care for me, has kind of become torture because now I'm like back to being body obsessed, and I've really ruined this spiritual event, if you will. And it's bumming me. I'm so, that's why I asked what you're doing. Like, I'm so mad at myself that I'm like, oh, the body dysmorphia kicks in and you've lost. It's like, if you're feeling a certain way about your body, you put on a pants or a dress or something like that and you think it doesn't look good. It's like, you've just lost out on a perfectly good outfit because you thought something. If it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. But if it's because you thought something and it does fit, it's like, we're just robbing ourselves. It's making me mental. It's like, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
About it.
I mean, it's all brutal. But again, even going back to my shopping obsession, the big thing is I want the model's body. Like, it's just not going to look like that on me. And trying to come to terms with that and just love myself and how I look and stuff is just going to be an ongoing journey. And I'm in the same boat with you. There's so many times when I try something on, usually with ruffles. If it's ruffly, it's not going to happen over here.
Can you give us the address as to where this will not be happening, please? So we know.
Ruffle, just anything just kind of fun and flouncy is not my vibe. And I think I exude that when I put something on that has ruffles, you know?
Is this you trying to come out of your shell in the purchase of buying something with ruffles? Like, you clearly want it to work.
I don't know what's going on. Again, it's aspirational. It's wanting to be different, I guess.
I'm in a tough spot.
I'm just constantly returning things. That's my one outing, is returning things.
Me too. That UPS, they know me so well now. I pop right in there. It doesn't matter if it's a 2-person limit. They're taking those returns.
They're
going to
take
them.
And also, at the Los Feliz post office, I know right where to go. I've already got my return label on here. I know right where to go.
Always I come in with the return label. I don't need you guys to scan it. I'll print that myself. Thanks. I have
this
the printer.
This line is for amateurs. Ooh, I'm very impressed you have a printer. I do not.
I have a printer. First of all, bought it online. See you there. Second of all, it's an amazing printer because it prints. You can print off your phone, off your iPad, off your computer wirelessly. And it's the best. And I'm like, I can't believe I went this long without a printer. Here's why I got it. I'm so old school. It's not like I have a million auditions. That's not what I'm saying. But when I do audition or have something to shoot or something, I'm old school. I like the script in my hand. I try to do it from the iPad.
It's not the same.
But then I talk. Yeah, it's not the same because I talk with my hands so much and I can't hold the iPad and move. And I'm not saying I should be flailing around a script, but it's like, I'm going to drop the iPad. And it's too much money to drop.
And that's going
to
affect your performance.
And my self-esteem. Because when I drop things, because I tend to think I'm really clumsy and I really say bad things to myself when I do drop or spill, I'm always like, God, I'm so stupid or I'm such a klutz and I can't even fucking do anything. And it's like, these are things out loud I'm saying. How terrible. Imagine if I heard you talk like that. I would be so upset with you that you're calling yourself stupid. And yet one fumble and here I am going.
Yeah. Off. We're so mean to ourselves. The things I say to myself, I would never say to another person, you know?
Yeah. Especially when it's like, you're trying on clothes and stuff like that. And it's like, no one notices. Like, if you rocked a ruffle, actually that's a lie. We would notice. We would be like, who's the new girl and what's her play?
Is she friend or
everybody
foe?
Knows. Yeah. Everybody knows you're coming in with something. But
oh my gosh. I will send you a pic next time I fall victim to a ruffle, you know?
Fall victim. Dramatic.
It will happen because we're not out of it yet, you know?
We're still in it. It's hot.
I feel like spring is going to be, is really the dangerous time for a ruffle to show up. Spring sales. So in full summer, I will be buying ruffly clothes.
Yeah, that's what I was like, spring sale. That's taking you well into August.
In August, just dripping with sweat. I will have some ruffles on and not be pulling it off.
Dude, we went to a football game at the new SoFi Stadium. A lot of people, but you toss that mask on there, you're laughing. And we were like, they have this canopy cover and we're like, oh, I'm sure it'll be air conditioned or like whatever, right? Absolutely not. We were up kind of in the bleeds And it was so hot. This was so embarrassing. I had on this cute blue skirt, this Ram shirt. It was like a cute outfit. And I had, you're going to love this. I had bike shorts on underneath the skirt for the reason of, so when I get really sweaty, the shorts will absorb it. I soaked through the shorts, soaked through the skirt. So when I stand up to go to the bathroom, my whole backside, and you can see the outline of my butt crack, soaked. My whole back soaked. It was so, and it's a yellow shirt. Dude, it was, I don't embarrass so easily, but this, I was like, oh, and I'm going down all the stairs. Oh my God. It was so bad.
I relate to that so much. I am so sweaty. And I think another part of the clothes thing is, even if I buy something that I like, I'm not wearing it. Cause I, in my head, I'm like, I don't want to ruin it with my gross, sweaty body. You know,
I put on this Reebok, first of all, crop top. I put on this shirt. I had on a nice pink sweater because I did a self-tape. So I put on some makeup. I have a pink sweater that I had on. And just doing the self-tape for 10 minutes, I was starting to get a little sweaty. And I was like, oh, I better take this off because I know I'm going to sweat in the podcast. I'm excited to talk to you and everything. And I always get really sweaty when I'm excited. So I knew I was going to sweat. And I was like, oh, I better save it for when I go somewhere.
Same.
To what do we have clothes for?
It's crazy.
But to wear.
Yes. I buy new things and just wear my ratty old. I'm wearing a very old Synespia sweater. Not comfortable. Very pilly on the inside. And I wear it every day. Every day.
Keep it going. You got to keep the memory alive.
Well, they're back. I feel like they're back and doing things.
They are.
But that's a good event of like, I was just going that to those like screenings socially. Like your back always hurts. You're carrying so many blankets.
I hate it. No, I don't go. Just so everybody knows what we're talking about. So, they show these movies outdoor on the screen at the Hollywood Cemetery, right? And it's like you go on a Saturday night. They recently did Coming to America. They'll do Carrie. Yes. They'll do like thematic stuff of what's going on at the time, right? And so we got, Norm and I were at a friend's birthday party that was real like pimped out, right? Real swag. And part of it was to take this party bus to go to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery in the VIP section. I couldn't do it. I just went home because I was like, it's so uncomfortable. Doesn't matter if you're VIP or not. It's so uncomfortable. It's, and then you're like, it's loud. You're not even like being able to hear it. And then I'm like sitting around and eating and a million people are around me and I'm like, can't do it. And I just, I pulled an Allison. I said no to a place I did not want to go to. And I'm so glad I did. I just, not for me, cool event. I agree everybody goes, but I'm with you. You're going to be social. I'm like, then let's go to a patio and talk. Comfortably for an hour. Let's go talk comfortably, just us. And then that's it.
Instead of going to see a movie that everyone has seen a million times and is
everybody has and seen is
wasted at. I saw somebody truly throw up very close to a grave at a screening at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
That's where horrifying. It's
just
like,
I just don't know what the energy of this is, you know?
Yeah. Also like what a weird thing. Like this thing starts guys at like 7, like it's not, this is not a midnight screening or something. It's
hard.
Like if you're throwing up and cause people start lining up like around 6, like people line up early and they're drinking in the lines. Cause you're just sitting in line. It's not, it's an outdoor event. You can do whatever you want.
And you have to wait for it to get dark. So you got your little picnic set up. Like people are wasted. And it's,
wow.
I'm not shitting on that. It's just, it is, I think when we get out of this, it's interesting the different phases of COVID and how in the beginning I was like, I'm never going to say no to anything. I'm going to hug everybody when we get out of here. And now it has come back to, is this going to be beneficial or good for me in a way that I, not in a manipulative way or like, how am I going to get ahead from this social event? But like, is this going to be something that deserves my time in a way that I have never really thought about going to things before? and I think is important for like self-preservation. Like, I just don't want to do, for lack of a better term, a bunch of dumb shit, or like go to just like the whatever the thing is on Friday, because everybody's going to it, if that makes sense.
That makes complete sense.
Yeah. As I was saying, I was like, am I horrible? But I think it's I think I'm right. I think I'm right.
I don't think you're horrible at all. I think what the good that's going to come out of this for absolutely everybody is the truth. I already have had people, Allison, that I have had to, for to say in politely, take a break from, step back from, because of negativity, or because I didn't, the things they were saying didn't work well for me at this time in my life. And I've had to just be honest. They're tough conversations to have, but it's been necessary for now at this exact moment. Cause like you said, self-preservation, honestly, I'm hanging on by a thread right now, by a thread. I'm too maxed out, too many personal things are going on, as for everybody, but I'm fine. Mine have finally gotten to me. I know we all have shit. Mine just got to me, especially this week. My brain broke. So I don't have, like you said, your time. I don't have the time to lend to your shit right now. I'm not saying you can't have it, but I can't have it.
Yeah.
Just you have it. I cannot have it. And it's like the social events. You guys want to go to the event? It doesn't, it just doesn't serve me. And I'm probably not going to come away from this. Like, could you imagine if I ran into you at the cemetery for the movie?
Yeah, we're just there on a Tuesday.
In your dress. But it's like, or if I had run into you at a party, we wouldn't have had this conversation. We wouldn't have been able to connect in such a way. And it's like, how nice. We take an hour out of our day, even less. I promise it'd be less than an hour. We take less than an hour out of our day and can have something meaningful that I'm like, this will last me until the next time I get to see you in person. This will last me. You know
what
I mean?
That's how I feel too, of just like, I would rather connect with people that I want to talk to instead of seeing the same 20 people and saying, we really should get lunch or what, you know, like all of the LA cliches of we should catch up when you know you're not going to, because it's not.
Yeah, dude. And here's the thing. I'm also like, if somebody makes good on an empty threat like that, I'll go through with it. I'll do it. If you're like, we should get lunch, and then I get a text from you in the next 2 days that's like, hey, so did you want to grab that lunch? I'm like, actually, yes, I do. Because you said it and you meant it. And yes, I will come to the
I'm
going
to call you on this bluff for sure. Is exactly right. Where it's like, and then you've got to be like,
You know what? Call me. Call me on it. And I will report back on the podcast. I will report back on the podcast about if you did or did not do it. And we do this thing, and this is what we'll do, Allison. This will be so much fun. We're going to wait to see if you call the bluff. Then we started a Patreon for the podcast, and the episodes we do are called Self-Esteem After Party, where I have on former guests to catch back up. You're going to come back on. We're going to discuss how we felt the lunch went, and everyone will now know what we talked about.
Incredible.
It'll be fantastic.
Incredible. And I didn't even mean that, like, I'm calling you on it. I just meant, like, I feel the same way as far as those empty threats. It's like, when you run into someone and it's like, we have to catch up. It's
we?
But same way. If you like, if you force me to, I'll do it. I'll definitely do it.
If you back me into a corner, I won't.
Okay,
throw the
where there's
going to
be a lot of long pauses over this salad, but.
So how's your salad going? Good. Like I said a couple minutes ago, it's going good. Okay, Allison, speaking of good, we're nearing the end of the podcast. Like I said, get you out in less than an hour. Tell me, you started, your score was in the last year and a half to 2 years, a 6.5 to an 8. Would you say you're able to nail down a specific number, either within that or lower or higher than that, whatever, since the beginning of this podcast, since chatting?
One, I just want to compliment you on being such a great host. You just... You keep it moving.
Excuse me.
You're so supportive and
lovely. I do keep it moving.
It's so nice to see you.
I get too excited. It's so nice to see you. I get too excited when it's why everyone's like, oh, you do a good job pushing it forward. And I'm like, it's because I have 100 questions. I have so many questions that I'm like, okay, so, and I just like, I want to know all the information and I'm on a limited time period. So I really have to get it out.
You got to go.
Thank you.
You're
for
a lady on
that.
The move.
Thank you. I have lots to do today. My UPS task.
I know. Goes my day. Truly so draining. Everything's so draining now. Anyway, okay, to your thing, I would say I'm a solid in this moment, no range, 7.5. I am.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm very worried that while I am being more attentive to myself, that I am becoming a spooky old witch who has no friends.
Okay.
You know? And saying a lot of stuff okay. out loud where I'm like, I definitely believe this. And it does still feel antisocial, even though I do think it's good to put yourself first in a way that has been liberating. But so I'll put myself at a 7.5.
Okay. One thing I just have to address before the dog loses its mind. One thing I just have to say, I accept your 7.5. I understand your reasoning to, when you hear yourself out loud, to judge what you're saying or like the thoughts and opinions you have. And all I have to say to that, and this is 100% Alana Johnson guarantee, you are wrong because you have made the right choice. You are wrong to doubt yourself. You have to put yourself first. This is across any medical professional will tell you, across the board, you have got to put yourself first because otherwise you are of no use to the rest of us. And we need you. Gosh. Guess what?
Wait, hang on. The lunches. I'm an 8 now.
Excuse me. We have to end the podcast at once. We have to end it. Allison, tell us where we can find you online, where you would like us to find you.
Oh my gosh. Everything's just my name. So Alison Agosti. I regret spelling it out the second I started. But that is.
We'll tag you in it much easier.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I did not fluff enough, I don't think, for this podcast.
We needed more fluff. If you guys want to follow the podcast, we're at Self Esteem Party on Instagram and Twitter. And if you'd like to follow me, I'm at the only Alana Johnson on Instagram, at Alana_Johnson on Twitter. Don't forget to sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/Self Esteem Party. Allison, you're the best. Sorry for all my promo.
Oh my gosh, you're the best. This was so nice.
What a blast. Believe in yourself.